We're going to leave the Olympics behind, at least for the rest of the day today. It seems like we have been talking about the Olympics nonstop since Thursday or Friday of last week. Need a little bit of a break from it, at least temporarily. Let's jump into a story that I've been sitting on for a couple of days now, and that is the changing landscape in college football. We don't talk about college football very often here on the channel. There's a reason for that. I find college football to be painfully boring. It's almost as boring as the Olympics, for the most part anyway. During the regular season, we get a handful of marquee games, if we're lucky. Have you seen the week one schedule? Go check it out. Go look at it. Out of the plethora of games available, there is one that I would sit down and watch. Georgia-Clemson on Saturday night of opening weekend. The rest of the schedule for week one in college football is absolute garbage. I don't see how fans of teams like Alabama or Ohio State, I don't see how they find it even remotely entertaining. Alabama regularly beats their opponents by 30 or more points. Same with Ohio State. The games are over by the end of the first quarter. There is a serious problem in college football, a problem that they have been facing for a long time now, and the NCAA has just refused to address it. The problem is there is no competitive balance. Going into every season, you have one, sometimes two teams that have the ability to win the national championship. Everything else is just filler. Over the past couple of weeks, there have been what I would call positive changes in college football. None of them started by the NCAA, of course, which needs to be abolished immediately. The NCAA serves absolutely no purpose. A couple of years ago, I believe it might have been the very first episode that I ever uploaded here on YouTube, I laid out my idea of how to make college football more entertaining. It appears now that they are heading in that direction. Now, it's going to take some time, but the changes that have been made this summer are going to have a positive impact. Now, the first change, of course, is allowing players to make money off their own likeness. The Neal situation. Now, right now, it's not perfect, but it's a start. There needs to be some level of a salary cap in college football, similar to how it works in the NFL. Otherwise, the lack of competitive balance is going to get worse. The second change happened, or is happening, right now. Texas and Oklahoma are pushing to move to the SEC. If this happens, it will be the end of the Big 12. I also think this will lead to more powerhouse programs moving to the SEC. Teams like Ohio State, USC, Clemson, your major college football teams. And this needs to happen. 2 years ago, my proposal for college football was to get rid of the conferences altogether. You don't need them. You take the top 50 or so programs, divide them into two conferences, similar to the AFC and the NFC and the NFL, separate them into five-team divisions. You play your division opponents once every year. You schedule the other eight games within your conference. You run a 12-team playoff at the end of the season to determine your national champion. You get rid of all these useless bowl games that no one cares about. You get rid of Alabama playing teams like Vanderbilt, or Ohio State playing Purdue. You also get rid of what I call the exhibition games that are littered throughout the season. No more Texas versus Louisiana Lafayette. No more Auburn versus Akron. Who in the hell wants to watch that garbage? Put the top teams together and have them play each other on a weekly basis. Every week, ranked team versus ranked team. I'm sorry, Nick Saban. Under a system like this, you wouldn't be able to breeze through September and October playing nobodies, just warming the team up for LSU the first week of November, because that's what Alabama does every year. No more free rides to the national championship. If Texas and Oklahoma move to the SEC, it will essentially form a super conference and hopefully lay the groundwork for the dissolution of the current college football system. Now, you might be wondering, what should they do with the other schools? Who cares? Who cares? Let them figure it out. They can start their own thing, play against each other. It would be better for them anyway. maybe they would actually have a chance to win a game. There's one problem, though. There is one thing standing in the way of Texas making the move to the SEC. No, it's not the NCAA. I don't know what their stance is on this, and honestly, I don't give a damn. The one thing standing in the way of Texas making the move to the SEC is the damn politicians in the state of Texas. And no, these are not far-left wokers either. These are Republicans, which just goes to show you, common sense is an issue on both sides of the political aisle. There are a group of politicians in Texas trying to block the move to the SEC. They are claiming that since the University of Texas is a public institution, they shouldn't be allowed to make this decision on their own. They have to come to us for approval. These damn politicians, they have their hands in everything. They're claiming a Texas move to the SEC would have a negative impact on businesses throughout the state. They say it's going to hurt the other programs in the state, like Baylor, TCU, Texas Tech. The politicians are saying that this is a selfish decision by the University of Texas. They're only looking out for themselves. They're not concerned about the rest of us. They should be more attentive to the needs of other schools in Texas. It's weird. I didn't hear any objections when Texas A&M made the move to the SEC. Strange. Why all of a sudden are they concerned about this now? Well, if you do a little research, it's not hard to figure it out. Like I said, if both Texas and Oklahoma move to the SEC, it's the beginning of the end of the Big 12. They'll make the case that this will hurt tradition. What about the rivalry games? Rivalry games are overrated. Alabama has a rivalry with Tennessee. They blow them out every year. Who gives a damn? Georgia has a rivalry with Georgia Tech. Boring. I could go on and on. People make a big deal about tradition in college football. The fact is, tradition can be boring. It can hold you back from moving forward. College football needs a serious revamp. What would you rather see? Head-to-head matchups with powerhouse teams every week playing each other? Or tradition? Anyway, let's get back to the politicians in Texas trying to block this move to the SEC. It's not hard to figure out why they're doing this. Texas moving to the SEC would destroy the Big 12. We've said that. Guess where the legislators who drafted this bill went to school? Just guess. Dustin Burroughs, Texas Tech. Jeff Leach, Baylor. Lois Kolkhorst, TCU. Now it makes perfect sense. It makes sense why they are saying this will negatively impact businesses in the state of Texas. They're not talking about bars and restaurants, which would be packed every weekend with Texas finally playing meaningful games. They're talking about their precious alma maters. Once again, we have politicians claiming to do something for the good of the people when they're actually doing something that is self-serving. Then they have the audacity to say the University of Texas is being selfish. This is one of the problems with the collective mentality. It is not the responsibility of the Texas Longhorns to worry about the economic impact of TCU or Baylor or Texas Tech. Those schools are responsible for themselves. Now, we'll see what happens this week. I believe they're supposed to come to a resolution on this over the next few days. I hope someone in Texas has some common sense and puts a stop to this ridiculous bill. For one, politicians have no business involving themselves in college football. But two, this move to the SEC, it needs to happen. We need more major programs competing against each other in college football. Fans have been ripped off for decades. We need to start treating major college football for what it really is, a minor league system for the NFL. All right, let's wrap it up. I'm pretty exhausted today. I want to take the rest of the day to relax. I have more coming your way tomorrow. I'm going to try and get 3 videos uploaded tomorrow. This is usually a slow time of year for sports, but there's just been so much going on right now. It's hard to keep up. Let me know what you think of Oklahoma and Texas potentially moving to the SEC. Is this a good thing for college football? Would it be the beginning of the end for the Big 12? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.